Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go.
Expressing the future and future certainty. In this podcast lesson, we're going to look at how people talk about future events. We're also going to look at how to express future certainty, that is, to say how likely something will happen in the future. What is the difference in usage between the future simple will and going to? Many native English speakers would have problems answering this question in a grammatical sense, but they would automatically know how to use both future forms in conversation. In this lesson, we'll make clear the difference between them. Although seldom used by learners of English, native English speakers commonly use the present continuous tense to talk about the future. Seems strange to use a present tense for this purpose, but in certain contexts, it's the right thing to do. Three common verbs are also used to express the future: plan, intend, and expect. We'll show you how to use these verbs correctly in the right context. And finally, we'll show you how to talk about a future event in varying degrees of certainty. Murta Motor Parts is going through a merger and, as a result, many changes are being planned in order to prepare the company for their new owners. Listen in as three employees from the finance department discuss some of the changes and how these changes will affect them. Notice the use of will, going to, and verbs such as plan, expect, and intend to talk about the future. Notice also how the speakers speculate about the future, i.e., say how likely a future event will happen, using words such as probably, likely, possibly, etc.
Did you guys hear about the changes they're planning to make in the finance department next month?
All I heard is that Alice is moving to operations.
Is she? I thought they intended to hire new staff for that department. No, not at all. They're going to transfer Alice, and Sam is probably going to be demoted. All new hiring will be frozen until the end of the year.
Oh my God, I wonder what the story is.
Well, the word is that the new owners think the finance department has been too large and disorganized.
Are they going to move us to another office?
That's still up in the air, but we're probably moving to the 14th floor because Jan is going to be our new director.
Jan Brady?
Yes, isn't that funny?
But she and Alice hate each other.
Yeah, I know, but it gets worse. Our department will be reduced by half.
Now you're making me nervous. Who's going to lose their job?
Well, none of us, as far as I can tell. People who've been with the company less than 1 year are most likely going to be laid off.
I've been here 11 months. I expect to go, I guess.
No, you probably won't. Your work on last year's reduction project saved the department thousands. Don't worry. In fact, you may even get a promotion if you play your cards right.
What else are they going to do?
They're planning to merge the sales department and the production department together. They think there's too much miscommunication between them.
Wow. I wonder if they expect to increase profits this way.
I guess so. They probably intend to make everyone nervous for a few months, so that we'll all work harder.
That could be. Well, on that note, let's get back to work.
Cindy opens the conversation by asking,
Did you guys hear about the changes they're planning to make in the finance department next month?
She addresses her colleagues as you guys, a common term to refer to men, women, or both sexes these days. Cindy asks about the changes they're planning to make in the finance department. Plan is one of those common verbs we mentioned in the introduction that is used to talk about the future. It means to think about and decide what you want to do in the future. When you say you plan to do something, it doesn't mean that you will do it. If I say I plan to quit my job, it doesn't mean I will quit my job. It just means I'm thinking about quitting my job, and that at this point in time, I've decided to quit my job, but that may change in the future.
Bobby responds, "All I heard is that Alice is moving to operations." Did you notice that Bobby used the present continuous tense, "Alice is moving to operations"? In this context, it is clear that Bobby is not talking about the present. He is talking about the future. We use the present continuous tense to talk about activities happening in the near future, especially for planned future events. Listen to these examples. I am meeting a representative from Waterflow Limited this afternoon. Polly is coming to the office later today. Are you doing anything important this afternoon? My plane is leaving at 7 p.m. this evening. Remember that we use the present continuous tense to talk about events in the near future. Marcia responds by saying,
"Is she? I thought they intended to hire new staff for that department."
Marcia uses the verb intend. She says, "I thought they intended to hire new staff." The verb intend has almost the same meaning as the verb plan. Intend is a little stronger than plan, however. It means to want and plan to do something in the future. Saying, "I intend to quit my job next week," is a little stronger than saying, "I plan to quit my job next week." Let's now hear Cindy make some statements about the future. Some of her statements are expressed with more certainty than others.
"No, not at all. They're going to transfer Alice, and Sam is probably going to be demoted. All new hiring will be frozen until the end of the year."
Cindy says, "They're going to transfer Alice." We often use going to talk about the future. Going to expresses that something is a strong future plan rather than a decision. It expresses the idea that a person seriously intends to do something in the future. It does not matter whether the plan is realistic or not. So in this case, the company has a serious plan to transfer Alice, but a firm decision on the transfer may not have been made yet. Cindy then says, "Sam is probably going to be demoted." In this sentence, Cindy is speculating about the future. She includes the adverb probably to express the probability of Sam being demoted. If you say that something is probably going to happen, it means it is likely to happen, or in percentage terms, there is a 60 to 80% chance that it will happen. Here are some examples. The company is probably going to open a new branch in Shanghai next year. We're probably going to lose the Jensen account. Jack is probably going to speak at the conference next week. Nancy and William are probably going to represent the company at this event. In all these sentences, the speaker is guessing the likelihood of something happening in the future, but he's saying there is a 60 to 80% chance that it will happen. Cindy then says, "All new hiring will be frozen until the end of the year." In this sentence, Cindy uses the future simple tense will to express the future. Will has a slightly different meaning to going to. It means that a decision about something in the future has already been made. It's certain that something will happen. In this situation, it means that a decision to stop hiring new employees has been made. Let's hear the next exchange.
"Are they going to move us to another office?"
"That's still up in the air, but we're probably moving to the 14th floor because Jan is going to be our new director."
When asking someone a question about the future, it is much more common to use going to than will. Bobby asks, "Are they going to move us to another office?" He wouldn't normally ask, "Will they move us to another office?" This is because the person asking the question doesn't know if a decision has been made or not. So remember to use going to instead of will when you ask questions. Let's hear some examples. "Are you going to the sales seminar this afternoon?" "Is Peter going to apply for the head of marketing vacancy?" "Are you going to send us confirmation of this policy change?" When Cindy responds, "That's still up in the air," she means that's still uncertain or undecided.
If a matter is up in the air, it is uncertain, often because other matters have to be decided first. Cindy is uncertain, but she speculates about what might happen. She says, "We're probably moving to the 14th floor." Note here that she uses the present continuous to talk about the future because she thinks the moving will take place in the near future, and she expresses the probability of her future prediction using probably. If Cindy was not very sure about the move, she might say, "We're possibly moving to the 14th floor." If she was almost certain, she might say, "We're most probably moving to the 14th floor." Let's practice speculating about a future event using different degrees of certainty. Henry is possibly transferring to our Singapore office. Henry is probably transferring to our Singapore office. Henry is most probably transferring to our Singapore office. Cindy finishes off her sentence by saying, "Because Jan is going to be our new director." So does this mean Jan is certain to be our new director, or that a plan has been made with the strong intention of Jan becoming the new director? Since Cindy uses "going to" instead of "will," her meaning is that this is a plan with a strong intention rather than a complete certainty. Let's hear another short exchange from the dialogue.
"Yeah, I know, but it gets worse. Our department will be reduced by half."
"Now you're making me nervous. Who's going to lose their job?"
"Well, none of us, as far as I can tell. People who've been with the company less than 1 year are most likely going to be laid off."
When Cindy says, "Our department will be reduced by half," is she talking about a decision or a plan with a strong intention? She's talking about a decision. A decision has already been made to reduce the departmental staffing by 50%. She uses the future simple "will" to indicate that this is a decision. Marcia asks a question about the future. Does she use "will" or "going to"? She uses "going to." She says, "Who's going to lose their job?" Remember that we use "going to" when asking questions about the future, since we don't know if a decision has been made. Cindy uses another common adverb to speculate about the future. She says, "People who've been with the company less than 1 year are most likely going to be laid off." The adverb "likely" has exactly the same meaning as "probably," and is used in exactly the same way. "People are most likely going to be laid off" has the same meaning as "people are most probably going to be laid off." In other words, Cindy is fairly certain that people who have worked for the company for less than a year are going to lose their jobs. Note that instead of "possible," we would say "unlikely." Let's practice expressing different degrees of probability using "unlikely" and "likely." She is unlikely going to accept the job offer. She is likely going to accept the job offer. She is most likely going to accept the job offer. Make a note of the verb used to express the future in the next exchange.
"I've been here 11 months. I expect to go, I guess."
"No, you probably won't. Your work on last year's reduction project saved the department thousands. Don't worry. In fact, you may even get a promotion if you play your cards right."
Bobby says, "I expect to go." If you expect something to happen, you think it will happen in the future. You are confident it will happen. So Bobby thinks he will go. Note that the verb "expect" has future meaning. Therefore, we never use the verb in the future tense. We never say, "I will expect to go." We use the verb in the present tense. Cindy uses another way to speculate about the future. She says, "You may even get a promotion." We use the modal verbs "may," "might," and "could" to speculate. "You may get a promotion" has the same degree of probability as "you'll possibly get a promotion." When using modal verbs to speculate about the future, the main verb infinitive, without to, immediately follows the modal verb. Listen to these examples. Paul may resign. The company might open a new branch in Shanghai. Nancy could win the prize. Listen to one final exchange from the dialogue.
Wow. I wonder if they expect to increase profits this way.
I guess so. They probably intend to make everyone nervous for a few months, so that we'll all work harder.
Remember that when we use the verb expect, we use it in the present tense and not in the future tense. Bobby says, I wonder if they expect, not, I wonder if they will expect. Here are the key points from the lesson. We can talk about the future in a number of ways. Use going to talk about future plans where there is a strong intention. Use will to talk about future plans where a decision has been made. Use the present continuous to talk about events in the near future. Use going to when asking questions about future events. Use the verbs intend, plan, and expect in the present tense. We can express the degree of certainty of a future event in a number of ways. Use the adverbs possibly, probably, and most probably. Use the adverbs unlikely, likely, and most likely. Use the modal verbs may, might, and could, followed by the main verb infinitive without to.
That's all for this Business English Podcast lesson. We hope you enjoyed listening. Business English Podcast is part of Workplace English Training e-magazine. To access the podcast transcript for this and other Business English Podcast lessons, you'll need to subscribe to Workplace English Training e-magazine at www.workplace-english-training.com. Workplace English Training e-Magazine is a monthly interactive online magazine focusing on all aspects of business English training. It is suitable for pre-intermediate to advanced level learners. Each issue of the e-Magazine is packed with interactive lessons to help you improve your business writing, speaking, listening, and vocabulary. Learning is challenging yet fun. Here's that subscription address once again, www.workplace-english-training.com.